Proverbs 3:11-12 says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth." So God loves you and I enough not to reward bad behavior. Unlike a lot of parents, God is not an enabler. God loves you and I enough to allow us to suffer the consequences of our bad choices. Again, He's the perfect parent. He's not an enabler. And God loves you and I enough to chastise us. And that's what verse 11 is telling us. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Sadly, those receiving God's chastening are almost always already in rebellion. So many times they're already in a bad frame of mind, and they despise the Lord Himself for His chastening, which is an act of love on His part, and they run even further into error and sin and rebellion. And verse 11 also says, neither be weary of His correction. Until you repent and confess that sin, chastisement will continue. If you right now are in rebellion against God, you're making bad choices, you're not following the Scripture, you're not led by the Spirit, but you're getting tired of all the chastening, you're going to get worn out. And the way to not be weary of His correction is to just turn around. Stop doing what you're doing. But instead, many just continue to wear themselves out against God, fighting against God. The wise man will respond to God's chastening and correction with humility and sorrow. That's what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. So don't just be sorry for getting caught. Don't be sorry for the fact that you're suffering the consequences. Don't be sorry just because God is chastening you. You need to be sorry for what caused all this. Otherwise, you're going to be like Esau. He's described in Hebrews 12:16-17, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears, grown man weeping, but he did not have the attitude that he needed to have. He was not of a broken heart. He was not contrite. He wouldn't humble himself. He became stiff-necked. He was sorry he got caught. He was sorry that he lost the blessing. But he wasn't sorry for his sin. And God chastens you. And if you want to be a wise man, you just turn quickly toward Him. And turn with the right attitude, as David describes in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Why? Because He loves you. Verse 12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom He delighteth. He loves you enough not to let you to continue down the devil's pathway to destruction. It's an act of love, and if we could just see it as that, we'd receive it better. And if we would rebel less, we'd have to suffer it less often. You may be saved, but you're in danger of shipwreck. You're in danger of being a castaway if you continue against God and against His Word and just making bad, unbiblical, foolish decisions. You know, if you resist God's hand in your life, you're just as big a fool as an unbeliever if you're a Christian. And the wise man will not resist, but will welcome God's hand in his life. And sometimes that even involves the hand of chastening and correction.